USA Radio News.
Democrats struggling to get their own members to support the COVID relief bill. Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin on Friday holds up the almost $2 trillion bill over concerns about unemployment benefits. Manchin eventually agrees to a compromise, though, and Democrats hope the bill can pass Saturday. Republicans, though, still united in opposition. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy on Fox News this week explaining why.
This bill's dreadful. The only way I know how to improve it is with a shredder. It's not even a coronavirus bill. Calling this a coronavirus bill is like calling Harvey Weinstein a feminist.
Some progressive Democrats upset that the bill will not include a $15 an hour minimum wage. Progress being made in eradicating the coronavirus. An advisor to President Biden's COVID response team Friday says the majority of seniors are at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.